from the Kelowna Community Theater in Kelowna, British Columbia. More Albertans are here now. Yes, we are. It's the Irrelevant Show.
Yes, Glenda, send in Darth Vader, please. Ah, Mr. Vader. Come in, sit down. Would you like a coffee or anything? No? You're fine? Okay, so, Mr. Vader.
Lord Vader.
Lord Vader, yes. First off, I want you to know that the Empire has scheduled these performance reviews for all its minions. So let's view this as a growth opportunity and not a criticism, okay? Okay. So we do have some notes on your management style.
What sort of notes?
It's about killing the staff, actually. You've choked to death 9 of your senior staff members last week, which is a pretty high choking rate, actually.
They failed me.
I'm sure they did, but have you considered a different management style? Because frankly, we're having trouble finding people who want to work with you.
In spite of the dental plan.
In spite of the dental plan. Look, Darth.
Please, call me Anakin.
Okay, Anakin, let's be frank. Do you realize people around here are actually scared of you? They're afraid that if they approach you with their questions or concerns, you'll kill them.
My door is always open.
Your door is always open, but if anybody comes in, you kill them. Do you know how many years of training it takes to become a space admiral? The reason we can't catch Han Solo is because we have to keep bringing in rookies because you've choked all the qualified people. Instead of choking people, you might consider giving them a pat on the back.
I don't understand. How would that kill them?
It wouldn't kill them. It would encourage them. It would say, hey, buddy, you dropped the ball, but we're all in the same Death Star here. Space is a lonely place, and if we bad guys can't be kind to each other, then why are we out here blowing up planets in the first place?
You make a good point, Kevin.
Great. Well, this has been very productive. Thanks a lot, Lord Vader. And remember, the dark side is supposed to be the fun side of the Force. Go get drunk, smoke something, pick a fight with a stormtrooper. We got lots of those. They're cheap.
Very well. May the Force be with you.
Absolutely. See you at the golf tournament.
Do you want me to leave this open?
Or... Closed is fine.
Okay, bye-bye.
Honey, I need to ask you something, and I need you to be honest.
Twice, but the first time we were on a break.
No, that's... What?
Oh, nothing. What were you going to ask me?
Do my ears stink?
Ears stink? Why?
Well, the dog really seems to love sniffing and licking my ear.
Yeah, he just loves you.
He's really going to town on my ear.
Dogs sniff things, honey.
Yeah, I've seen the things he likes to sniff. They're horrific.
Okay. If it'll make you feel any better, I'll sniff your ear. Oh! God, your ears smell like rancid minestrone. Oh, honey. You've got ear breath.
Ear breath.
Ear breath. It afflicts 1 in 5 Canadians. Try and smell your ear. You can't. So how can you be sure your ears don't smell like the lunchroom at the Stockyards after someone microwaved salmon? Is that Stockyard salmon? Or is it your ear breath?
Ear breath.
Fortunately, there's a solution. Irrelevant Enterprises' new product, Earsterine. All the minty freshness of a mouthwash poured right into your ears.
Oh, it tingles.
That means it's working.
But how can I tell whether I have ear breath?
You probably do.
But I might not.
You do. Just one drumful of Earsterine in the morning, three times over the course of the day, once before bedtime, and again at 4 a.m., will ensure your ears stay as fresh as your mouth.
Honey, your ears smell amazing.
Whew, that's a relief. Is it wrong that I missed the dog's attention?
It sure is. New Earsterine from Irrelevant Enterprises, because you can't hear your own stink.
Hello, I'm Colin Bazran, the mayor of Kelowna, and I'm here today with some fun Kelowna facts.
Fun Kelowna facts, Mayor Bazran's fun Kelowna facts.
Kelowna is an interior Salish word that means grizzly bear. West Kelowna is two English words that mean jealous.
Fun fact.
Hot, dry summers and cold, snowy winters make Kelowna the perfect place to never feel comfortable.
Fun fact.
Big White Ski Resort is the perfect winter getaway if you can't afford a trip to Australia, but you still want to hear the accent.
Fun fact.
According to census, Kelowna has the oldest population in BC, with 19% being elderly and 81% older than that.
Fun fact.
Kelowna's beaches are famous for their clear water, smooth sand, and the sounds of horny teens driving Sea-Doos.
Fun fact.
My personal favorite, in 2008, a rare silence fell over the city of Kelowna when the Okanagan Lake Bridge was replaced, and nobody knew what to complain about anymore. I'm Mayor Colin Bazran, and this has been Fun Kelowna Facts.
Fun Kelowna Facts. Fun Kelowna Facts.
Jeff? Jeff Tompkins, is that you?
Yeah?
I can't believe this. How you doing?
Good.
It's Eric. Eric from high school.
Oh, yeah. Eric from high school. Look, I don't really...
High school!
Don't you hate when that happens? You're in the produce section of your local store, wondering how many nectarines you should buy, and a person... from your life, comes up and starts talking to you. Catching up with you. Yuck! It's the worst thing that can possibly happen.
Right, so then out of high school, I started working for my dad.
Oh, God.
But if you come down to Larry's Community Market, you'll never be trapped in that living nightmare again. Thanks to our Stop and Chat mediator.
You know, at first I was in the mail room. You know, the mail would come in.
All right. I'm going to have to ask you guys to move this along. If you're loitering here, pretending to be relevant in each other's lives, you're going to block people's access to the nectarines. And do you know how long those things are ripe? A second. So get out of here. Go on. Get.
Our super friendly stop and chat mediator will make sure you talk for the exact amount of time that's appropriate for your relationship.
Hey, you two by the citrus fruits. What the hell's going on over here?
Well, it was really funny. I was reaching for an orange, and then...
I was reaching for an orange, too, so we ended up touching hands.
So you're just striking up a new relationship in the produce section in the middle of the day?
It's fate!
Fate brought us together.
No, that was not fate. That was poor eye-hand coordination. Now move it along. And also, you're talking to strangers? What is this, the 1940s? Get out of here, get!
The Stop and Chat Mediator, only at Larry's Community Market.
Hey, Hannah, I think I met you 4 years ago at another-
Get! Ow!
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1, coming to you today from Kelowna Community Theater as part of KFX Fan Expo.
Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by Mother's Day, which this year is Sunday, May 8th.
Mother's Day. Sunday. This Sunday is Mother's Day.
Sunday, May the 8th, is Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, which is this Sunday. Proud sponsor of The Irrelevant Show.
Okay, guys, that's as many hints as we can give you. Now, you're on your own.
And now, please welcome one of the top two mothers on stage right now, Ms. Kathy Derkach.
Is your heart sad and blue? Do you long for the new? Are your moments of joy all too rare? Do your feet yearn to dance? Pack your bags, take a chance. The life that you dream of is there. Montreal. Montreal, sexiest place of all, have adventures that back home you feared. Montreal, Montreal, romantique et primal, have a smoke, eat some cheese, grow a beard. If you're trying to fashion words of love, words of passion, don't you call them a cabbage. They'll leave. Mais en français, if you call them la petite chouchou, a spell of romance you will weave. Montreal, Montreal, hottest town, spring or fall, Leonard Cohen is from there, you know. Montreal, Montreal, every horse a cheval, and each drop of water is, oh. For breakfast, cornflakes are boring. Montrealers say flacon de mer. And Edmonton's bathrooms have lineups, but the toilet is, oh, occupé. Montreal, Montreal, sexiest town of all. I swear I am starting to fall for Montreal, Montreal, oh, your freedom's total. Whisper words in joual. Mon Dieu de tabarouin, j'ai bust ma doigt. Bonhomme, c'est tout joué, ben justement. In the sexiest town of them all. Romeo!
Hello, and welcome to Those Tech Dudes.
Hey, we are Those Tech Dudes. Terry?
And Cliff.
Here at the Consumer Electronics Show, there has been a huge buzz about a long-awaited product. Takahama's Robotics' new SexBot 6X. This is a big day. Lots to cover. So let's get into it.
Takahama has always been the gold standard in cutting-edge mechanized intimate entertainment modules. And with the new SexBot 6X, they've redefined what a SexBot can be.
Yeah, first and foremost, it's all about the operating system. The good news is that the SexBot 6X runs on an Android 5.1 Lollipop kernel, which supports open developer software development.
But the bad news is the CPU is unstable, and as a result, we encountered buffer underruns and errored out. Not impressed.
Lastly, let's talk accessories. The unit comes equipped with required cables, connectors, cords, and software, but you should also consider buying a home storage unit.
Yeah. The minute a human woman sees this thing sitting on your couch, they will run away from you.
Yeah, so to summarize, while the redesigned SexBot 6X has some serious hardware improvements, it's still too slow to boot up.
The OS is buggy, there are major menu malfunctions, and the platform is nowhere near where it should be in personal robotics.
Overall, we give the Takahama SexBot 6X
10 out of 10.
Three, two, one.
Hey, are you coming to the surprise party?
Not now!
You didn't RSVP, are you coming?
Can we talk after? I don't like to talk during a bobsleigh run.
Sorry! I'm just trying to get an idea of numbers for the party. I don't want to make the nacho platter too big. Nachos aren't good the next day. Tomatoes make them soggy.
Look, can this wait 40 seconds?
Yes, of course. It's just, I feel like you're avoiding me when we're out of the sleigh. This is kind of our only time to chat. I really want Morgan's surprise party to be good.
Morgan and I aren't talking.
What happened? You used to be close.
Hard left! They started to get on my nerves. I like my privacy, and you know, being his friend can sometimes be a lot of work.
Hard right?
Definitely. High maintenance.
No, I mean hard right coming up!
Whoa, I shouldn't turn my head to speak.
I think Morgan throws so much energy at you because he's afraid of being left out.
Never thought of it that way. You know what? I'm going to that surprise party.
That's great news.
Yeah, it sure is. I'm looking forward to those nachos at the surprise party you're throwing for me.
Morgan, can you please give us some space?
Sorry.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, 39 seconds.
That's a new record.
We did it.
Great run, guys.
Yeah, and you thought we'd do it in 40. Amazing, right?
Morgan!
You're doing it again.
Right, I'm doing it again. Sorry.
Thank you.
I want to tell you something, and I want you to look me right in the eyes.
Okay.
Jeff, my dearest. Oh my God, your eyeballs smell horrible!
Eyeball reek.
From the people who brought you Earsterine, it's the revolutionary new Eye Stink. The only product guaranteed to keep your eye pits springtime fresh. Here, try some.
It burns! It burns!
It burns because it works. Eye Stink, the new eye freshener from Irrelevant Enterprises. It burns because it works.
It's still burning!
It's still working.
All right, yeah! Vegas, baby, we are here!
Ooh, look at this hotel room! What a view of the strip!
This is awesome!
You deserve it, Steve! You're my best bro in the world, and I want you to have an unforgettable bachelor party weekend!
Dave, you're my best bro too, and I can't wait to see what you've hooked up for me and the guys!
Let me run you through this kick-ass itinerary. To launch our weekend of insane awesomeness, we're going to a special place where the liquid does flow. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I'm taking us on a private tour of the Hoover Dam.
The Hoover Dam. Oh, man, what kind of spillway capacity does it have?
Dude, it has a spillway capacity of 400,000 cubic feet per second. It's friggin' historical.
That sounds fascinating!
You're gonna freak when you see the turbines.
Oh man, a triumph of modern engineering. I am gonna learn the crap out of that!
So, what's after the dam?
Bro, this weekend goes way past turbines. We're gonna get into some nozzle action.
Nozzles? And am I gonna get wet?
Depends on which way the wind is blowing.
You mean?
The Bellagio Fountain! 1,200 nozzles shooting streams of water hundreds of feet in the air, artistically coordinated with music illuminated by thousands of lights!
That's my favorite fountain show in Vegas!
And after 8 p.m., we can watch it every 15 minutes!
This weekend is gonna be off the hook!
It's gonna be insane! Gonna put life in boring old Saskatoon to shame!
Hey now. Hey, there's nothing wrong with good old Canadian strippers and weed.
Yeah, but you can get that anywhere. Now let's go watch some fake pirates.
Las Vegas, Nevada, baby!
You've been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Kathy Durkach,
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and me, Donovan Workin.
Live music by Kathy Durkach and our music maestro, Jan Randall. Special guest appearance by the mayor of Kelowna, Colin Bazran. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by Paul Mather, Peter Brown, Brian Crosby, Dave Pierce, Peter Stevens, Jane Testar, Tom Hill and Devin McKenzie, Peter Carlone, Sam Mullins, and Chris Wilson. And head writer Neil Gron. Kelowna Pet Peeve Consultants, Jerry Allen Helmer, Juliet Balfour, Uta von Ziffel, and Linda Westberg. The show is recorded by Corey Haberstock with assistance from Adrian Neochum and edited by Ray Buxton. Special thanks to Bonnie Grotz and everyone at KFX Fan Expo. The senior producer for CBC Radio Comedy is Tracy Rideout. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Kelowna Community Theater in Kelowna, B.C.
Next week on The Irrelevant Show, The Tiny Moose Lake Chronicles. It's the heartwarming story of a small Canadian town pinning all their hopes on a children's hockey team on the eve of the biggest game of the season.
All right, line four. Brenda, you're live.
Mayor, I was at practice today, and I'm sorry to say this, but Archie Dilby can't even turn right. He's not going to help you against that monster. The town needs to win this game. You got to bench him.
All right, let me jump in there, Brenda. How would you feel if you were Archie Dilby's mother?
I am his mother.
Will the coach let all the kids play and risk losing the big game? Find out next week on the Tiny Moose Lake Chronicles on The Irrelevant Show.